I feel like a Holy Ghost cheerleader on Sunday morning. Amen. I'm here to cheer you up. I'm here to be cheered up. Because the Bible said that we are to speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, always making melody in our heart to the Lord. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. But before it says that we're to speak to one another, the Bible said we're to speak to ourselves. Speaking to yourselves. In both scriptures have to go together. But it doesn't start with trying to get somebody else blessed. It starts by getting blessed. Amen. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Always making melody in your heart to the Lord. And then speaking to one another. The same way that you were edifying yourself, you edify each other. Hallelujah. So the Bible said we're to build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Sometime when I don't feel it, I never fake it, but I do faith it. That means I praise Him by faith that He's listening. I praise Him by faith that He's a promise-keeping God. I praise Him by faith that He will provide the necessary grace for me to make it through whatever I'm facing. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't always feel liver shivers and goose pimples and all of those feelings, because we walk by faith and not by sight. It's not what we see. It's not what we feel. It's what we know in our heart, because God has said it to us in His Word. Hath He not said it? And will He not do it? Can you say amen? So Jesus put it this way. In this world you shall have tribulation. So if you're tribulating today, if you're going through tests and trials, that means pressure and anguish. And this world will create that because it's a fallen world. Hallelujah. But He said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Can you say amen to that today? In other words, I went before you, and I have conquered in the wonderful thing about Jesus. He didn't conquer this world as God, but as a man, even though He was God. And this is the mystery and the majesty of it. He didn't use His deity to overcome the world. He kept His faith in God. He worked under an anointing rather than just His deity. Amen? He didn't operate as a God as He went through His life. He operated as a man anointed of God and trusting in God in order to be an example to you and an example to me. And that's why the Bible said we don't have a high priest that just because He was deity was never tempted, never tested. But we have a high priest that was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come how before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and grace to help in the time of any need. Let us come boldly. Why? How can we be so bold in our faith that God is going to welcome us, receive us, and we're going to receive the need met from Him? It's because He understands us, because He has walked in our shoes. Can you say amen? Face whatever we have to face. Nobody loves you like Him, and nobody gets you like Him. Nobody understands you like Him. Hallelujah. I not only know the hairs on your head that are numbered, and I know the number, but I know the scars on your heart. I know the hurts. I know the heartaches. I know the heartbreaks. I know the victories, and I know the setbacks that you have had, and I love you. My love is unbroken towards you, saith God. And yea, I welcome you to come before my throne, to receive the help that you need from my hand. You know you will have the help from my hand, because you have the love from my heart, saith God. Somebody give him praise in this room today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Makes me want to shout unto the Lord.